Democrat Sherrod Brown takes cheap shot at Bernie Moreno's pro-family stance. By Sean Moran on February 23, 2024. Senator Sherrod Brown, D.O., took a cheap shot at Ohio Senate Republican candidate Bernie Moreno for his pro-family policies. Moreno spoke during a recent debate with the other Senate Republican candidates about the need to make it less expensive to have kids and raise children. As a United States senator, I will make sure that we have policies that it would make it less expensive to have kids. My two daughters now have three kids, it's really expensive to have kids. Number two, make it less expensive to raise them. Number three, make sure that women have access to good health care. Moreno said that the United States needs to have a pro-life culture. He then credited people on a recent flight who helped a mother carry her F1 team, Formula One, worth of equipment. People helped her on that plane. Helped put the stroller away, helped her with her seat. Those are the kinds of things that we can do. Let's be a pro-mom, pro-family policy, he added. In response to Moreno's message, Brown released a video mocking his call to have pro-family policies in the United States. Brown wrote, "Bernie Moreno thinks women need help with their baby strollers, not access to abortion." The woman in the video said, "Bernie Moreno thinks if mothers have help lifting their heavy strollers, they don't need the right to make their own decisions about their bodies and their families. That's ridiculous coming from a guy who wants to overrule Ohioans and ban abortion across the country." Moreno in the debate called for common sense restrictions to abortion and wants to ensure that we aren't a country that allows elective, late-term abortions. Moreno's campaign has said that he supports a 15-week ban on abortions if it included exceptions for rape, incest, and for the life of the mother. Moreno said on Breitbart News Saturday that if he were nominated to run against Brown, he would expose how the Democrat senator has been a disaster for working-class Ohioans. He said, "This guy is a puppet for Joe Biden. He's a lapdog for Elizabeth Warren. He's a guy who has zero experience, zero knowledge about any of the topics that is in charge of regulating, for example, banking and digital currency. This is a guy who is a far-left extremist that would actually probably be even too far left for New York or Massachusetts. Number two, we're going to point out that this guy has been there too long. As you know, Matt, 80% of Americans are for term limits. Sherrod Brown used to be for term limits 30 years ago. This has overstayed his welcome in Washington, D.C. He's old, he's tired. He's somebody who's well past his prime. He votes dramatically left of Ohio values," he added. Sean Moran is a policy reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at SeanMoran3.